Welcome into Intentional Allergy, brought to you guys by Better and Green. We are back to break down the main slate for Week 11 NFL action. Guys, we have a special punishment because we do it every week where the person who has the worst record from the previous week has to do something different. It is Ethan's birthday this week, so we were nice, and me and Wyatt didn't tell Ethan what the punishment is. So he's just going to kind of have to go through the episode. Maybe he'll figure it out by the end. Maybe he won't. Guys, we have three games that we have right now on Agreement Island. It's always a great time on Agreement Island. We love it. That is the place where we have great bets and great time. We're going to start with Wyatt first, breaking down the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, we have the Rams traveling to the Patriots. Rams are a 5-point spread, favorite on the spread. We are both, all three of us are in agreement that the Rams are going to cover here. I kind of like the recency bias. Rams coming off a loss to the Dolphins. The Dolphins still suck, and the Rams still lost to them. Then the Patriots coming off a 19-3 win, I believe, against the Bears. Bears are really bad, and Patriots look a little bit better with Drake May. So the fact that the Rams are still a 5-point favorite after the recency bias, we think that might be a little too obvious to take the Patriots on a heavy spread there. So we all like that 5-point spread as well. So we're going to take the Rams to cover in this game.
Next team that we're all on is the Cleveland Browns versus the New Orleans Saints. Guys, right now the Cleveland Browns are the underdogs. They're 1-point underdogs. We think that they should be the favorites. We think they're going to win this game outright. Cleveland coming off a bye. New Orleans coming off a big win. Browns no longer have one of the worst quarterbacks that we've ever seen in the last 20 years play. They got Jameis Winston now. We think that they come in, get it done, get this win, get out of there. So the fact that we get a point with Cleveland, we like them a lot. Ethan, I'm going to send it to you for the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, we're all in agreement. We like the Seahawks plus the 6.5 here on the road against the Niners. This is a rematch of a Week 6 game, a Thursday night football game. They had all eyes on them. The San Fran walked away with a 12-point victory against Seattle in that one on Seattle's home turf. We have Seattle off a bye. We all assume DK Metcalf will be back. He did return to practice on Wednesday. And really, the 6.5-point line is kind of fishy. You know, it seems so easy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The line seems fishy at the 6.5. It seems so easy to lay it with San Francisco. We are all in agreement in the divisional rematch. The division's close. Seattle is currently in fourth in that division, but such a tight race right now with Arizona leading, which not many people saw probably by week 11. We think Seattle hangs tight with San Fran in this one.
Oh, I could agree breaking it down. Guys, let's talk about the first game that we disagree on. This is a NFC North matchup between the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. Bears are 5.5-point home dogs, over under sit at 40.5. Ethan, let's start with you for this one.
Yeah, I am reluctantly taking Chicago plus the 5.5 here, and I really don't love it whatsoever. It's just hard for me to I'm so on edge right now.
Just gonna take a drink.
I do not love Chicago plus the 5.5, but they were embarrassed last week. I mean, losing to New England the way they did, they didn't even put up a touchdown at home. So I just think they're coming out with a little more firepower here. Green Bay is off the bye, but they do have San Francisco on deck, which is a playoff rematch, a playoff revenge game for them, where they had that game basically locked up and won and then gave it up late. San Fran obviously went on to play in the Super Bowl. So I don't know. Green Bay needs this win, but the line is just fishy to me. It's a game that I definitely don't love. I don't think I'll be betting it, but the 5.5, it's so hard for me to lay the favorite in that on that spread. So I'm going to lean Chicago plus 5.5, but don't love it at all.
Yeah, again, one of those recency bias. Chicago just lost to maybe the worst team in the NFL, one of the worst teams in the NFL, the Patriots. They didn't just lose to them. They lost to them bad, 3-19. And I don't think Chicago has scored a touchdown since that London game, if I'm not mistaken. It's been a couple weeks since Chicago has scored an offensive touchdown. And another stat out there, I've written down a couple different trends and stats for this upcoming week. Chicago is 8-21-1 against the spread against NFC North teams. And they're also, I believe, I did not fact check this, but I believe they're 0-10 against the Packers in the last 10. So these guys are just not great. So I'm gonna take a shot on Green Bay. Green Bay's off a little bit of rest here, and Chicago's bad. But again, I'm a little nervous about the recency bias. People are seeing that, and then maybe they might be jumping heavily on Green Bay. I'm seeing 84% of the bets coming in on the Packers. We saw last week a lot of the dogs were winning. The week before that, a lot of the favorites are winning. Maybe another trend there. Maybe it's another week of the favorites. So I'm going to take a shot. I don't love how public it is, but I can't throw any money on Chicago right now. So give me the Packers on the spread -5.5.
I see exactly like Wyatt said. Apparently there's people like calling for Badgett to start in Chicago because Caleb Williams has just been that bad. He's just missing guys. And in a game against a team like Green Bay that can really put up some points, a couple misses, a couple turnovers, this game can go sideways really quick. I don't care that Chicago's home in this one. I just think that this team is just fired their offensive coordinator. There's a lot of dysfunction going on over there right now. Not a good time to face a divisional rival that knows you really well and is one of the better teams in the entire conference. So I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers here -5.5 as well. It's a lot of points for a matchup like this, but I think they can get it done with as much as Caleb Williams has been struggling.
I will say, too, a point for you guys and against me.
Happy birthday, by the way.
I think Chicago played most of last week's game without any of their starting offensive line. Another offensive line is super banged up, so better for Green Bay. Another reason why I probably won't be playing that game.
Good point. Let's talk about another team in that division. That is the Minnesota Vikings heading to Tennessee to face the Titans. Titans are 6-point home dogs. Over-under set at 39.5. Congratulations to the Titans not getting blown out by double their score. Can they keep it close? Can they keep it within 6? Ethan, what do you think?
I think I gave out the Titans in this game, but now I can't. I'm pretty sure I'm on the Titans here. But I absolutely hate it. Absolutely hate this game. I mean, how easy does it look to lay 6 with Minnesota? Is really kind of where I'm basing this on. Minnesota off the close victory against Jacksonville. They have Chicago on deck, which you don't necessarily think they're looking ahead to Chicago, but it is a divisional game. And I just can't imagine they're putting more effort into Tennessee than they would a divisional matchup, which is going to be on the road. Tennessee, like you said, didn't get blown out, but they kind of did. I mean, they just looked completely horrible against the Chargers last week. They, too, have a divisional game against Houston on deck, but obviously no spot to look ahead. So, yeah, I just the line is just way too fishy for me to lay it with Minnesota. I think they've been exposed. Honestly, since their loss to Detroit, they've not looked nearly as good as what they did on their 5-0 run to start the season. So I think Minnesota is going to be a bet against team moving forward. I think they're going to start to regress into more of what we all expected out of them this season. I'm not betting the Titans, so I'm not putting any real money on this game. But for the graphic, give me Tennessee, as disgusting as that is.
Yeah, I just said I couldn't bet on Chicago, and here I am betting on probably an even worse team with the Titans. But yeah, I agree with Ethan. Going to take Tennessee +6. Again, I'm a little nervous about the recency bias. Hey, the Vikings just beat the Jaguars with Tubby Magoo, Mac Jones, and they barely squeaked that one out. That was one of the ugliest games I've ever looked at on a game cast on ESPN, because I'm not watching that in real life. But just a very ugly game, and I'm a little nervous that that's a little, you know, recency bias, like Ethan said as well. This team has not looked good since their first loss to Detroit, or actually they lost before that. But that was their first. Then they lost to the Rams. They've lost a couple, but yeah, they looks like they got shattered a little bit. And the Titans are not good, but it's just a little too obvious. And I already took an obvious play with Green Bay, so I got to get back on the sharp train. And unfortunately, that means taking these crappy Titans. But yeah, that's where we're at. Probably, like Ethan is, not going to actually put real money on this, but for the graphic, we got to go with Tennessee here for me.
Can I petition to get Mac Jones' name changed to Mac McJones? I just like that better. I am going to be on Minnesota here. Just, guys, it's the holidays. Can't you see? Will Levis is back. Just another Home Alone face after he throws his fourth pick of the game. Oh, no. This is not a pick on the Vikings. This is a pick against the Titans. I just think if that Minnesota defense can get back to what they were doing, disguising their defense and then rolling out different plays. I just don't think that Will Levis is the guy that's going to be able to take advantage of that. I think he's going to fall into some of those traps. And for that reason, I'm going to take Minnesota. If it was maybe like the 7.5, you had to go over a touchdown, I think that might get me on Tennessee. But here, I just can't with Will Levis. It's too close to the holiday season for me.
They Let's do have Rudolph as the backup.
Oh, they do.
On the holidays.
This is the most slept-on holiday team of all time. Let's talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars heading to Detroit to face the Lions. Lions are 13-point home favorites, over-under set at 47. Guys, I don't know if you've ever been alive to see the Lions as 13-point favorites. That's insane. I'm happy to see it. Can't super argue it. I really can't argue it that much. I am going to be on Jacksonville just because of how much that is. 13 points is huge. And once again, not because of Mac McJones. I think this is going to be more because of that Jacksonville defense actually looked like they could stop something last week. Maybe that's just Minnesota's regression. I'm going to say maybe Jacksonville can at least keep this close, not be a complete Titans blowout like we saw where Wyatt was talking before the show. Goff throws it 15 times and they have 400 rushing yards. Like, I don't think it's going to be that type of game. We'll see. Jacksonville, I'll take them plus the points. Ethan, what do you think?
Yeah, first has got to say, you know, you're talking about Levis throwing his fourth pick, home alone face. Jared Goff says, hold my beer. We're still going to win the game. But I'm with you. Jacksonville plus the points. I mean, it's just way too
happy
money.
Detroit wins the game.
Thanks, guys. Detroit wins the game outright. But yeah, I mean, I just with how Detroit's been winning, with how they've been covering spreads. I know Houston covered that spread last week, but it can't go on. I've heard in a couple of podcasts I listened to, Detroit is statistically outplaying every team in like the last 50 years. Like statistically, as of right now, they are like by far the best team. Which are really good. I mean, don't get me wrong, but, you know, you probably got to regress a little bit at some point. So do they really need this one? I mean, I got to pull up the schedule here quick, and I'm sorry I should have had this dialed up, but they're off a gauntlet of going to Dallas and winning, going to the undefeated Vikings winning, at home against the Titans, a natural letdown spot, 52-14 blowout. Then on the road for two more, Green Bay and Houston, Sunday Night Football. Yeah. All wins. I mean, it's just it's a very impressive schedule. Four road games and five, a natural letdown spot with a blowout, two divisional road games, a Dallas team that you should have beat last year that you had circled, and then a Texans team that, you know, was rookie of the year quarterback and a big splash last season, so... You just got to feel like Detroit is very satisfied with that five-game stretch. I just don't see them getting up for this one. And I know they've kind of been immune to those flat spots so far this season. But it's just hard for me to see another blowout like they did against Tennessee. So, yeah, I think Big Mac Madu or whatever we're calling this guy, you know, I think he does enough in this game to cover. I would lean the under because I just don't think Detroit really puts the pedal to the metal. I think it's an ugly, gross, disgusting game. I think Detroit wins it, like I said, but yeah, I think Jacksonville does enough to cover nearly two touchdowns, and I would wait. It probably gets to two touchdowns by kickoff.
Yeah, I kind of think last game was Detroit's kind of, you know, do we really need to win this one? We can maybe come out sluggish, and they did. Ultimately came back and won, which maybe a little bit of an emotional hangover because of massive comeback win, but I think that was like their one game where they were like, they started off slow, thought they could walk in and get an easy win. Obviously, this is going to be a really easy win on paper against the Jags. But I think they're going to be a little bit more focused here. I think their defense is going to step up a bit. I don't think Goff is going to throw five interceptions. So I like Detroit on the spread. I'm going to take them. Also, a couple of little stats here. Double-digit favorites this year are 4-0 against the spread. Just a nice little 100% hit rate so far. Again, four games is not a huge amount. But that's kind of what I like there. And again, I faded Detroit in a very similar spot against Tennessee a couple weeks back, and Detroit won that game by close to 40. So I'm going to take Detroit. I don't think they're going to blow them out, but I think they can win by two plus touchdowns in this one. So Detroit minus 13 for me.
No, there's no way. They'd never blow out an AFC team by almost 40 points. The AFC South team.
AFC South team.
Yeah.
If they might win by 40, the Colts are going to shit themselves for next week's matchup.
Yes, they are. Probably for good reason, too. Let's talk about this division in the AFC North. We got the Baltimore Ravens heading to Pittsburgh to face Steelers. Steelers are 3-point home dogs. Over-under set at 48. Wyatt, this is always a tough game. What side are you leaning here?
Yeah, it's always a tough game, and it's always tough to bet against the Steelers at home, and I got to do it, though. So I'm going to be on the Ravens at the -3. I don't love it. It is going against my one stat out here. The Steelers are 20-6-3, or 77% against the spread as home underdogs since their coach has been there. So going against a pretty hefty line there at 77% hit rate, but I just think Baltimore is a better team. Again, maybe that recency bias too, that this line maybe would have been at 4.5 or more if the Steelers didn't pull out that win against the Commies last weekend. So I'm just going to trust we get a little bit discount here on the Ravens. But like you said, Ben, these games are always close. It always seems like a coin toss. I'm just going to trust the better team here. I know the Ravens have a pretty poor defense, but luckily the Steelers passing game is not great unless you can stop Pickens, which – that guy might go to jail one of these weeks. He's doing some violent crimes on the field. But if you stop him, you should be able to stop the Steelers. And I think the Ravens will have a game plan to do that. So I'm just going to take the better team. Again, this is going to be a really tight game. I don't hate the under at all. AFC North games, unless it's the Ravens and Bengals, always seem to be pretty low scoring. So I would lean the under. But for the graphic on the spread, I'm going to take the Ravens.
Yeah, I'm with you on the Ravens. I mean, I guess I'll just throw it to you guys. Before the season, did any of us think Pittsburgh was going to make the playoffs? And did any of us not think that Baltimore would be a top three AFC team? And that's, you know, Pittsburgh's probably going to make the playoffs at this point, but that's still kind of the way I feel here. Baltimore has the extra prep after the win against Cincy. I do fear that was such a wild game. They came out on top that, maybe they didn't use the extra days to their benefit, but I think heading into Pittsburgh, huge rivalry when Pittsburgh's performing extremely well right now, I would have to imagine they're focused up for this one. And then I know Pittsburgh doesn't look ahead to the rest of their schedule, but they are off that big win against Washington on the road, have to come back home now, and then the rest of their schedule is just insane. They have a Thursday night game on the road against Cleveland, another divisional opponent, short week. Obviously, they're more focused on Baltimore, but it's just tough when you have to travel and then play another divisional opponent within 4 days. After that, they're on the road against Cincinnati. They have to play Cleveland directly after that for their fourth straight divisional game. Then they're on the road against Philly, another road game against Baltimore for another divisional game. Against the Chiefs, against the Bengals. And that's how they finish out their year. So, I mean, it's just a complete gauntlet down the line. I think right now is a really good time to get in on a Pittsburgh win total under, because I do think they lose more than they win from here on out. And I think it starts this week. I like Baltimore -3. I just think they're the way better team. They have the rest advantage, and then Pittsburgh has that short week on deck. Their defense does concern me because they're just getting torched. Like Wyatt said, I think Pickens could have a few deep balls, and Russ has kind of turned back the clock with some of his deep throws, but -3, I just think Baltimore is still a top three team in not only the AFC, but the NFL, if not a top two, if not number one. So give me Baltimore -3 in this divisional rivalry.
Guys, call me Nostradamus, because I did talk about Sirianni last week, but I also said, do you know why the Steelers would win? Mike Williams. Do you guys know who caught the game-winning touchdown? Boom, baby. I'm telling you.
Red line.
Guys, I am on the other side here. I am on Pittsburgh. I'm taking the points here. I just think this is going to be kind of like what we saw either in the first half of Baltimore's game last week or just the complete opposite of the game itself. Super high score. And I think this one, you have the strength of the Steelers, their defense, versus the strength of the Ravens, their offense. They're going to go together. I think that that defense is going to be able to get enough punts to keep this game close. Steelers, I really think this game, who wins is a coin flip, because the Steelers offense has looked decent. They look pretty good against this Baltimore Ravens defense, which I can't remember the Ravens defense ever looking this bad. Like, really, like, as long as I've been watching football, I don't remember them ever having a defense this bad. So I think that the Steelers can take advantage of that, and I'm getting them plus the 3 at home. I think it's too tantalizing for me, so I'm going to take the points here. No predictions on who wins this game, although Mike Williams is still there. let's talk about the Colts heading to New York to face the Jets. Jets are 4-point home favorites, over under set at 43.5. Guys, why are the Jets a favorite? I'm so done with this team. How are they a 4-point favorite? I'm on the Colts here, and I mean, like, maybe that's part of it. Maybe nobody wants to take the Jets, but I'm also very low on the Colts. So for me to take the Colts here is saying something. I will take them plus the points. It looks like Anthony Richardson might be back. I think if the Jets played the Cardinals, was that last week or was that 2 weeks ago?
Last week.
It was last week. I said I just thought with the scrambling ability of Kyler Murray, he was going to be able to get that defense all out of rhythm. Sure enough, the Cardinals completely dismantled the Jets. Here, I don't think that the Colts dismantle them, but I do think the Colts get the outright win here. Ethan, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm on Indy here. And just really quick, while we're talking about Indy, which is a team I've been high on all year and they kind of suck, I know the Giants are on bye this week. I just have to get it off my chest. I was dead wrong on that team. That team is terrible. I need to just get off that bandwagon. They're really bad. It just pains me. I loved them so much this year, but I've also loved Indy. I do think they're the side here, and kind of here's why. In college football, especially before the 12-man playoff, if you lost two games, your season was done. If you had aspirations to make the college football playoff, you lost two, you're over. And I always look to fade that team the next week because now what are you really playing for? You're not playing for your goals that you had coming into the year. I really feel that way with New York this year. They got that wind to keep themselves on life support Thursday Night Football against the Texans and then just blew it against Arizona. Got absolutely blown out. It's just very hard for me to see Rodgers. I think he's looking at retirement at this point, you know, more than what he is the rest of the season. I think they just feel like they're done. Miami's healthy again. They're back in what looks like they could kind of compete the rest of the way. Buffalo has a monster lead on that division. New York is way out of even a wild card spot. So it's just really hard for me to see much life coming out of this Jets team. Meanwhile, you have Indy, who's bringing their young quarterback back, who you would expect to be their quarterback of the future. I do think the team kind of tries to help bolster him because I do think he will end up being a fairly decent quarterback for them for years to come. So I think that team's going to play hard for Richardson. And like you said, Ben, Kyler kind of ran all over New York, and Richardson can kind of do the same thing. I can't lay the points with New York. They do have a buy on that. Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate
You're
that.
Welcome. You're welcome.
yeah, can't lay it with New York. I feel like I'm on Indy every single. I'm like Indy to me is like why it's Panthers. I'm just on them every single week, whether I get burned or not. I can't get off of them now, so I'm gonna ride Indy. Honestly, I think they're a pretty good money line play. I mean, again, who's laying four with New York?
I will be. I'm on the Jets at the -4. You know, I keep waiting for this team to go on a win streak, and I thought it was going to be last week with the, you know, they had to go play the Cardinals, and they got blown out 31-6, so it wasn't even close. I don't think this team cares anymore, but I'm going to back them. AR is really bad. Anthony Richardson's really bad, and maybe he's learned from a couple of his mistakes. Maybe he learns that he can't take himself out of the game because he's too tired. But yeah, I got to take the Jets. Unfortunately, I'm not happy about it, but I'm still waiting. You know, they have 7 losses. Hypothetically, they could finish 10-7. This is a must win for New York if they want to not quit. And I think they're going to quit. So I'm not super, wouldn't be surprised if they just quit because I keep waiting for it. But I think they're going to win this game, maybe get a little momentum moving forward. So will they win it by 4? I don't know. Maybe I'm going to take it just because simply I don't think anyone is, like Ethan was saying. So give me a shot on the ugly New York Jets minus four.
All right, boys, put your hands in. Egypt on three. One, two, three, Egypt. That reminded me of every single worst bets short I've seen. He's just sitting there. And he's like, who would take this? Who would take this? I'm going to take it. All right, guys, let's talk about the Las Vegas Raiders headed to Miami to face the Dolphins. Dolphins all of a sudden have life, and we're making them 7-point home favorites. Over-under set at 44. A touchdown's a lot. A touchdown is a lot for a team that literally had an Andy Dalton soul just a few weeks ago. Ethan, why don't you break this game down first?
Yeah, speaking of who's going to take this, which one of you is on the Raiders? Here's the thing.
Oh, me. No! Both of us!
And here's the thing, you're probably right, but I'm actually, I can't even lie. I wrote down Miami, I flipped to Las Vegas, and then I flipped back to Miami. And here's really my only reason. I think Miami is closer right now to last year's Miami team than what they've been all season. So I think the 7 is just a touch of a gift. You know, if Tua never went down this season, and maybe Miami looked a little bit closer to last year for the previous part of the season, this might be closer to that Detroit-Jacksonville 13-point line. So that's the only reason I'm giving out Miami here. I think we might be getting just a touch of a gift on the line, but I can't play the Raiders. I mean, catching 7 against my local high school, I don't know if I could back them with confidence. I really couldn't, so... for that reason, I am going to lay with Miami. There's really no look ahead. Las Vegas has Denver on deck. Miami has New England. Two divisional games, but neither team's looking ahead. Ultimately, I just think we're getting a little bit of a nice line just because of Miami's 3-6 record. But with the healthy squad, you know, I do think they're kind of a bet-on team moving forward. So it's not a play I love. I'm excited to hear you guys talk about the Raiders coming up here. But for the graphic, give me Miami minus the full touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the Raiders. On the spread, originally I had 7.5 written down here. That sounds a lot better than the 7. But, yeah, I mean, we say Miami's back. Are they, though? I mean, Tyreek just scored, sure, but he had 13 receiving yards. Did I take him to have 100 receiving yards like he did all last year, all the year prior? Yes, yes. He had, like, 4 catches for 13 yards. I don't know what they're doing with Tyreek. He's not getting any down-the-field passes. I don't know what's going on there. So this is a great game to have him, you know, spread his wings and fly against, like Ethan said, a local high school team. But I'm going to take a shot. I mean, I just don't think they're back yet. I don't think they're back, and I think people are seeing that maybe they are. But I don't like what I'm seeing out of Miami. I think they might be feeling a little high on themselves. This is a nice, again, another game. If they win this, they get a little momentum. But I think the Raiders could just – oh, they can't stop anyone. But maybe, just maybe, they stop them here. And, yeah, not as public as I thought either is Miami. Only 61% of the bets, so – 39% of us are taking the Raiders, and yeah, I'm probably with the idiots over here, but yeah, I don't think Miami's back, and it's more of a play against Miami than it is on Las Vegas because you can't bet on Las Vegas. But yeah, give me the stinky Raiders on the spread.
Wyatt said he's with the idiots over here. Well, hi, pleased to meet you. I'm the idiots over here. This Vegas defense. Well, first off, Gardner Minshew is the quarterback again, so the boat is returning. I can't believe I'm picking the Raiders to go against like a Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, all those guys. But you know, Tua, that offensive line, I worry if they start getting that pressure. And you were talking about Tyreek Hill a little earlier, Wyatt. It reminded me. Did you guys see his touchdown celebration with Odell Beckham? And he got slammed on his back. It reminded me of Mike Tyson. I'm like, what's wrong, Mike? I broke my back. What? My back is broken. I'm sorry, what? It's spinal. Yeah, don't know, man. Tyreek, his back's broken, his wrist is broken. So I just think that this Raiders defense, coming off a bye, maybe they're able to get enough pressure to make life miserable for Tua and Devon Achane, which once again, Achane and Kyren Williams, thank you guys for just completely ruining my Monday night. That was an awesome game to watch. Yeah, you too. You just seemed pissed.
Yeah. And Tyreek, thanks for ruining my entire season. Thank you.
Yeah. Big ups to you guys there. So I will be on the Raiders here to make it an ugly game.
I want to make one quick point. Sorry, Ben.
You're going to ruin that.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, man. That's right.
One quick point about that line.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. One quick point about the line.
Happy birthday, by the way.
God damn it. That. One quick point.
Yeah. Happy birthday, by the way.
Good? Go time?
You're good. You're good, Doc.
Yeah, one quick point.
Happy birthday, bro.
All right, we have Cleveland in. No, we don't. We have Atlanta and Denver next up on the. No, really quick. Raiders is probably the play because it does take a lot to move from that 7.5 down to 7. Even more to move from 7 down to 6.5 or 6.5 up to 7. So the fact that Wyatt probably took his notes a little bit earlier than I did, so I was about 30 minutes before the show, and he had 7.5. It's moved to 7. Tells me the Raiders are likely the side on that one, but I will stick with Miami for the graphic. But if you're betting the Raiders, you are sick.
Fair. All right, let's talk about that next. Yeah, let's talk about the Falcons heading to Denver to face the Broncos. Broncos are 2.5-point home favorites. Over-under set at 44. Maybe we don't have a puke in the mouth. Game of the week? Is it this one, Ethan?
It could be. I'm not gonna lie. The one I had planned, we were on. Well, it might be our squad ride. No puke in the mouth. Game of the week this week.
Okay.
But that game is gross. No, I'm gonna take the points with Atlanta.
Happy birthday.
And the line is. Thanks, Ben. Appreciate that, man.
You're welcome.
Really, the line is throwing me off here. Denver's been good, yes. Denver probably should have beat Kansas City, yes. Mm-hmm. But they didn't. And I don't know. I just Wyatt said it all show. Recency bias. You know, I think obviously everyone realizes if it weren't for a blocked field goal, which I do just have to say quick, the way Kansas City blocked that field goal, why do teams not try harder to block every single kick? Because they did that with was it Karlaftis who actually got the block?
Yeah. He's incredible this year.
If he wasn't the one, there was probably six other dudes that had a hand ready to go. It was a really good play. I mean, it wasn't like some low kick or bad snap or anything. It was just a really good defensive play by Kansas City to get that block. That being said, a very rare play that rarely happens. So, you know, I think people just kind of play it off. Hey, yeah, bad loss for Denver. They probably should have won. Atlanta obviously lost to New Orleans, which is just a horrible look with how New Orleans has played. That being said, Atlanta is going on a bye next week. Kirk Cousins, I've said it a couple times this year, I just really trust him. Similar to Dan Campbell and the Lions to, like, not have the letdowns and the look aheads quite as much. I just really trust his preparation and his game plan for the week. So I don't know. I just think Atlanta's ultimately the better team here. Denver is in a divisional sandwich with the Kansas City. They have the Raiders on deck. Ultimately I just think Atlanta's the better team. I think the line is fishy, but Denver has that decent record. They've outplayed, I think, what they probably should at this point. Yeah, I'm gonna lean Atlanta, but I don't love it.
Yeah, I try to switch this one pre-show, but then I remember that Denver is my survivor pick, so that doesn't really work. Shows you my the status of my survivor picks here. But yeah, I'm gonna go with Denver. You know, they played a pretty solid game against Kansas City, like exactly what Ethan was saying. They probably should have won that game. And what makes Denver so good is their defense, and their defense is their secondary, and Atlanta's strength is their passing game. So I'm gonna hope that what makes Denver good can stop what makes Atlanta good. If you can stop Atlanta's secondary, I'm not super scared of Bijan to run between the tackles. I'm not super scared of Algier to steal all of Bijan's goal line touches. That's a fantasy thing because he sucks. Actually, Bijan's doing great in fantasy, but there's nothing worse than seeing Algier come in the game. Anyways, and Bo Nix is playing pretty solid. I think he's probably playing the best out of all the rookie quarterbacks here with very little help offensively. But Cortland Sutton as your best wide receiver is quite impressive. Then again, Drake May is playing pretty good, and I couldn't name you one Patriot wide receiver. But, yeah, I'm going to trust that the Broncos secondary, and that's basically going to be it. Again, probably one of my least confident predictions out there. But, yeah, I'm going to – you know, I kind of like what I'm saying on Denver. So it's a big win for them if they can get this one done, and I like it. Like it to happen at home. So I'll take a -2.5.
I think I would like Atlanta here if Denver won that game. I think this is a huge letdown spot. But the fact that they did lose it and the way that they lost it, I mean, I was in the car driving back from Kansas City when they were kicking that goal. And I already said, okay, we lost. Like, you know, they got too close. The fact that they blocked it just shows that, like, they're going to fight till the very end of the game. But for Denver, it's just like, damn, you guys should have won that game. Like, you guys had it. So I am going to be on Denver here. I just think, you know, you get to come home, face an out-of-division team. You only have to beat them by a field goal. I think Denver can do that. I really, like, Atlanta, some people like their defense. I think their defense is overrated. I know they have some good pieces, but, yeah, I'm going to take Denver here. -2.5. It's just not enough points for me. So I will take Denver. Let's talk about one of the best games that people are saying of the season if you've been on social media. That is going to be Kansas City heading to Buffalo to face the Bills. Bills are 2-point home favorites, over-under set at 46. So as the resident Chiefs fan, I am on Buffalo here because I'm just shocked with what I'm seeing. I thought everybody would be on Buffalo. Like, the Chiefs got a win they shouldn't have got last week. They're in Buffalo. They've had struggles. Buffalo's the more injured team. So I just thought, I don't know. I don't know what I thought. I just thought all the money would be pouring in on Buffalo, but I'm seeing a bunch of money coming in on Kansas City. And so that's just got me, like, all twisted around. So I'm on Buffalo -2. I think they get it done once again. 2-0 against the Bills in the playoffs, 3-3 in the regular season, which that shocked me. I thought the Bills always beat us in the regular season, like Josh Allen, that they have the last couple years. So, I don't know, it just kind of seems like a game. I don't think we go undefeated. I hope we don't go undefeated because then I think we're like for sure to lose in the playoffs. So, this is kind of seems like a game where Reed's not going to want to show his hand and show some of the tricks that he will pull out once the playoffs get here. So, I am going to go with Buffalo here to get the win. Ethan, what do you think?
I think you sent your picks in before me, and I saw you were on Buffalo, so I said, yeah, Ben's probably got a good read, so I'm on Buffalo too. But no, to be honest with you, I mean, that did play into it. You faded Kansas City last week, and that was the easiest, honestly, one of the easier spread wins of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah, super easy. But yeah, I mean, you mentioned it. Buffalo hasn't beat KC in the playoffs. They're split in the regular season. I feel like you always mention, Ben, that Kansas City's newer like AFC rivals, Baltimore, Cincy, Buffalo, have success regular season, but they just can't get it done in the postseason. And I'm not shocked money's coming down on KC. I mean, undefeated, they keep finding ways to win football games, but let's just be real. I mean, they shouldn't be undefeated right now. They should have lost either the Baltimore game or the Cincinnati game or the Denver game. You know, there's a couple in there that, yes, they do keep finding ways to win, and that's what good teams do. And I'm finally realizing that as a Lions fan. Should have lost the Texans game. Absolutely. Found a way to win it. So that's my fear here. And I do think Kansas City comes prepared. You know, I don't think I think they prepped for Denver, but, you know, I think they were kind of maybe looking ahead to Buffalo. They have Carolina on deck, a team that they couldn't give two shits about. But Buffalo, they do have a bye on deck. I guess my fear on Buffalo is they're so set in that division. I mean, like, I don't even know if they can get caught at this point. They would have to have a major letdown and lose multiple games to even be threatened to lose that division. So that's my fear, but, you know, I just almost...
That, like, receiver
power.
It does scare me.
Yeah. I do know Matt Milano's coming back at linebacker. Yeah. I guess here's my thing. I fade Kansas City quite a bit just because I do think they're often public and I think we get nice line value fading that. And I feel like in a game like this where Kansas City is undefeated and they're getting points, I just can't. I can't take Kansas City. So it wouldn't shock me. It's not like a play I'm super in love with. Might throw a unit on Buffalo, but I couldn't throw like a 3, 4, or 5 unit play fading Kansas City in this spot just because they do have Carolina on deck. There's no look ahead whatsoever. And yeah, I don't know. I don't love it, but I'm going to lean Buffalo here. I, like you said, I don't think KC goes undefeated. This is their toughest test probably to this point. So give me Buffalo. But yeah, not a game that I'm super excited about.
Well, I have good news for you guys. I am on Kansas City. Because I continue to fade Patty Mahomes as an underdog. He is 12-1-1 against the spread. I think I've faded that since it was 6-1-1 against the spread. So luckily for you guys, the sharp play of the Bills is going to hit since I finally decided to take Patty Mahomes as an underdog. Also, a little icing on the cake. This is only the fourth time since Super Bowl era. So what, 50-something years? This is only the fourth game where a 9-0 team is an underdog. So just keep that in mind. Well, it usually doesn't happen often here. But yeah, basically, people I think are starting to realize that maybe this Kansas City team isn't as good as their 9-0 schedule. You know, they squeaked by Denver. They've had a couple other games they squeaked by. I think they have one win this year by double digits. I think every other game is within it might not be within a score, but I think they have one double-digit win. Everything else is less than that. So I think people are starting to read onto this Kansas City team that they're still a very good team. Are they the best team in the NFL? I think that's up for debate. So I'm going to take a shot on Kansas City. And also, it's pretty obvious just to take Patty Mahomes as a dog. It does very well. But I think people are starting to catch on a little bit. And maybe that's why, Ben, you're seeing the money a little bit more split than it normally is. But yeah, I do think Buffalo still is a sharp play here. So I don't hate at all what you guys are saying. I just have lost too many times on Patty Mahomes as a dog. Watch this be the one time. Like I said, you guys have free winners here. But watch this be the one time. They throw a controversial pass on the middle. At the end of the game, Kansas City has a chance to tie. And they don't throw the flag because I have Kansas City money line or whatever I'm going to take. So yeah, I think Kansas City wins it outright. But I do think the sharp play is Buffalo.
I like it. That's a really good analysis from you there, Wyatt. Let's see. Let's talk about Cincinnati heading to Los Angeles to face the Chargers. Chargers are 1.5-point home favorites. Over-under set at 48. Guys, we were talking a little bit about, like, so we have our favorite teams, but then we have the teams we bet on. Wyatt is Carolina. Ethan's is the Colts. Mine, apparently, this year is the Chargers. I don't know how that happened. I usually fade the hell out of the Chargers all the time, and I've been on them, I believe, like, every week this year. Also, real quick about Wyatt's Panthers, I would take the Panthers on the spread next week because I did hear that they're going to be starting Carson Wentz instead of Patrick Mahomes because they just said, fuck it, we don't need to even worry about it. So put it in now, lock it in now before they put him in, they announce it, and then the deadline drops. But yeah, I'm on the Chargers here, -1.5. Once again, this kind of seems like a game. Since he desperately needs to win if they're even going to sniff the playoffs. But I remember Ethan said one time that, like, the teams in the must-win situations don't, like, if they're that good, they don't get to those situations. And that's, that kind of stuck out to me here, remembering you saying that. It looks like there's tons of money coming on Cincinnati, and I think that's for good reason, too. Like, Cincinnati just had, they have had more off time against the Baltimore team that we think is one of the best teams in the AFC. I just think that this is going to be one of those games. Chargers, number one in scoring defense. They're just not letting guys score. They haven't faced a ton of great teams, to be fair. But still, like, I think if the Chargers, they'll just keep this one really gross and gritty, come out with the win, which really surprised me because I was on Cincinnati until I started doing some more research. It just seems like a game Cincinnati can win and should win, but it might just be one of those nasty games where they don't. So I'll go with the Chargers for that reason. Wyatt, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Chargers on the spread. Fishy line. I know the Chargers have an okay schedule, but like you said, they've played, I've said this multiple times, they've played absolutely no one. They've had an absolute cupcake up until now. They do have a couple big games coming up. I know they play the Ravens. I think they have a couple other big games. So they're actually going to start getting tested. So I think they're a little overrated, but people know Cincy. People know Cincy. That's much, they're much better than the record. This is, like you said, a must win for Cincy, which adds a little bit more nerves, a little bit more anxiety and to win this game. And the Chargers are just they're a well-coached team. And there's been a couple clips coming out today in the last couple of days of Jim Harbaugh being an absolute weirdo. But God, do I miss him at Michigan, man. He is just a goofball. Have you guys seen the videos of him and Herbert? He's just, I'll send it to you. It was this last game. And he's this weird. He's a really awkward guy. But he's in love with Justin Herbert, like man to man in love with him. It's just really funny because I just wish Michigan had that passion. But yeah, I think he's going to get his guys going. Again, I don't think the Chargers are very good. I think they look good because of their record, but it's a very poor strength of schedule. So don't want to keep taking them much down the road, but I do like this line here. I think they might be sharp this week, so I'll take the Chargers as well.
Yeah, I'm going to be obviously the odd man out in this one, and I do like the Bengals, and honestly, I like them quite a bit. I'll start by saying if I took a poll here, starting with you two, and asked for the five worst football teams, good chance you say the Raiders, the Panthers, the Saints, the Browns, and the Titans.
Yeah.
Five wins for the Chargers there. Yes, they do have the win against the Broncos, but that's a divisional game. You know, you always get up for your division. They won by a touchdown on the road. Good win. I'm not fully bought into the Chargers here. Really, my main reason for liking Cincy, they're off the tough loss against Baltimore. They currently sit at 4-6. They have a bye on deck. They need this win. Ben, I know you brought up the if it's a must win, if you're good enough, you're not in those must win situations. Completely agree. I don't think Cincinnati is one of the elite teams. That being said, I think they're good enough here on the extra rest with the bye. Going in at 5-6, you still have life. Going in at 4-7, you're completely done, season over. So I really think they're ready for this team. The Chargers, like I said, not really a win that impresses me. They have a Monday night football schedule or a Monday night football game on deck on their schedule. And look ahead, who is it against? Jim, John Harbaugh, first matchup since Super Bowl where Jim lost to John when he was coaching the Niners against the Ravens. It's a look-ahead spot. I mean, obviously you want to coach well against your brother. You want to – obviously revenge doesn't go back 12 years or whatever that was, but when it's brothers going against each other, there's something to be said about that. So, yeah, you know, even though this is a primetime game, you know Jim wants to go out, coach well against his brother – next week. So I think Cincinnati just really needs this one, and they do have the talent to get it done. It's not like a different team that's in a must win that has no talent. Maybe the Jets, they do have talent, but they suck. I do think Cincy is not that far away from what we're used to seeing them. They're just not quite there. So yeah, I like Cincy quite a bit. Yes, it might be a little bit public, but I'm willing to take the 1.5 here. I think in the teaser birthday. As well. I don't think. Thanks, Ben.
You're welcome.
Don't think LA pulls away. So maybe get them up to +7.5 in a teaser. But I do think Cincy wins the game outright.
I will outright. Say one
you're
thing
with the points too, though.
Yeah.
You want what?
Say again.
What do you want? You want to take them with the what?
Cincy plus points.
Oh, happy birthday. Sorry. Wyatt, go ahead.
I'll add one thing in case you don't want to pick the fishy line. Sunday Night Football unders are 8-2 this year. Since 2022, they're 35-13, 73%. The primetime games are usually the primetime unders. It's not been the case lately, but Sunday Night Football remains the primetime under games. 8-2 this year, 35-13 in the last 3 years, 73%. So if you do want a better play as opposed to picking a pick 'em here, potentially go with the under of 48 points.
I'm going to back that. After Cincy's game two, where they had two one-play drives, two long touchdowns to Ja'Marr Chase on those one-play drives, it ain't happening against LA's defense, one of the best in the league. LA doesn't put up a ton of points. Love that under.
Love it. Good throwing that in there, Wyatt. Guys, you see the little graphic right next to me that I just added. If you guys right now head over to our friends over at DraftKings, if you deposit and place a bet for $5, they're going to give you guys $200 instantly. So make sure you guys hit the link in the description. We make it super easy for you. It's over on our website too, bettergreen.com. If you want to read some of our articles over there, we make it really easy. It's already on our front page. Bettergreen.com, BETTORGreen.com. Scroll down. It's right there for you, right underneath the articles. So, Ethan, for $5, they can place on our squad ride that is at 70% win percentage this year. What are we on this week?
Yeah, plug your nose, because if we weren't all in agreement, this was the puke in the mouth game of the week. We are taking, drumroll, Cleveland Browns on the road against the Saints. I guess plus one on the money line. We'll take them on the money line. We like Cleveland to win outright in New Orleans. New Orleans off their big win. First one in the last 8 weeks against Atlanta, which we kind of liked with the firing of their head coach. Now they're feeling pretty good about themselves. Probably think they can win some games under that new head coach. Not so fast. Cleveland off the bye with or I don't care who they're with. They're without Deshaun Watson, and that's the kicker. We don't like Deshaun. Give us Cleveland on the money line off the bye to get the outright win down in Nolens.
I love it. We've had a lot hitting lately, but a couple no sweats too. Like, I believe we had the Arizona when they faced the Jets. We had Pittsburgh plus the three. They won outright last week. I love it. Ethan, you're the birthday guy, so I'm going to let you start with the big three.
Yeah. Full disclosure. I just do not love this card whatsoever. So I'm not even super crazy about these plays, but I am going to take Baltimore minus the three on the road against Pittsburgh. I am going to take the game we just talked about, Cincinnati plus the 1.5 Sunday Night Football against the Chargers. And then I gave it out on Thursday's show, but just to reiterate, for no reason at all, because if you're just now hearing it, it's gone. But Washington plus the 3.5 on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Rams minus 5 against the Patriots. I'm going to take the Packers minus 5.5 against the Bears. And I'm going to switch my Kansas City plus 2.5 to the under in that Sunday night game between the Bengals and the Chargers under 48 points.
I like it. I'm going to have Minnesota minus the 6. I initially Cleveland money line, switched it. You almost slipped me over to that Washington plus the points, Ethan. I really do like that play a lot. But I will take Pittsburgh plus the 3. And I'll do a teaser here. I'm going to do Green Bay, tease them down to 0.5. So Green Bay to get the win and the Texans minus 1.5. That is going to be on Monday's episode. So you guys will have to tune in to see what these two guys think about it. Thank you guys for watching. As always, we have a ton of episodes coming out. We cover UFC, college basketball, college football, NBA, hockey. We cover all of it. Catch these guys. We do have guests that come on the show time to time too. Me and Bobby do the UFC show every week. So make sure you guys check that out. Subscribe is the easiest way so we pop up in your feed. Like this video. And let's see, for comment, what do you think, Ethan? What should people be commenting today?
Oh, man.
You want an anytime touchdown?
Yeah, I mean, let's do a first. Give me, like, 5 first touchdowns. Give me, like, a couple games I can just pepper the board on. See if we can hit one.
Okay, yeah, and if you guys do hit one in the comments, we'll throw it up and give you guys a shout-out on next week's episode. Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you on Monday. Peace, guys.
Later, guys.
See you guys.
Flexing on the haters, can't touch my score. Money like Jerry Rice, touchdowns galore. Week after week, always asking for more. Bling on the wrist, got the books on the floor. Listen in, cash out, pages swelling. Plays on the field, see me winning, never dwelling. Flagged on Vegas, they know what I'm selling. NFL bets, keep the cheesy compelling. Flexing on the haters, can't touch my score. Money like...